Okay, these things just as far as this meeting. Jean, you have a template for the LSB agenda that you can open, or?
Yeah, I sent it in a Word doc to the group, and then I also just sent a link to the work in progress online as well. So.
Okay, I see Janine. Yeah, I see her attachment. Thank you, Janine. That's great. Let me open that. And the link. Okay, great. All right.
So there was some discussion in the finance committee about trying to convene some sort of special committee. Personnel issues. I don't know if anybody has something they want to bring to this body to forward to the LSB.
Janine asked for POSIS. It was voted down by the chair, which did not confer with the body. So that was a violation. I think that we should. Definitely. And you, Michael, I have in front of me what you sent to the Finance Committee. It was on 7/19, and you sent it regarding pertinent issues in that you are requesting a closed meeting. You said, I would like to propose a Zoom call with you all, possibly to include Barry Brooks and the folks at NITA, to review these figures as soon as possible, Michael Novick. And then you put at the bottom, I don't know if it was ID who did that or you did that, but the spreadsheet year to date, I believe that was through May. Yes, through May.
I don't want to go back over that. I'm saying at the Finance Committee meeting, there was discussion about having a special committee of the LSB to look at sort of personnel related issues. Having to do with the funder.
Well,
I asked my question repeatedly at two successive finance committee meetings, and I've gotten nowhere with it. So it's not the question you're raising about the nature of the spreadsheet. It's you know, the totality of the finances. Anyway, we'll deal with it separately. I'm just asking, for example, Jean, did you want to propose some kind of committee?
I am on the phone. Okay, hold on, my mom. Yes, Janine, I would like for us to have a closed session, absolutely. We have many issues to discuss. It should not be only limited to personnel. There are a number of financial issues that we need to bring into the conversation. But definitely, personnel is very important.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I just, I just don't know how we're going to keep our doors open. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whether that, if that can't be, I mean, that has to touch on personnel. And it just sounded, I mean, I've had people call me and tell me that I'm not allowed to bring up personnel on the finance committee. So I've just been keeping my trap shut, but like, I don't know how you cannot, you know,
Michael, this is Eric. Michael, excuse the interruption, Eric Jacobson, 7:41. Can you get the meeting started respectfully?
All right. Yeah. Fine. Sure. So I think we probably have a quorum. Bill here, Fred Blair, not, I don't think he's actually on this committee. Alan Beek, Rocio is here, Eric C.
Here.
Yeah. Rocio is here, Eric C. Jacobson is here, Lawrence Reyes, I know, excuse that, he said he had a you know, family thing with his son for his birthday. This is Michael Novick. I'm present. Paul Roberson. Beth Van Gunten is here. Strauss. Raymond Goldstone not here. We have Maria Skelton. Thanks. Welcome back, Maria.
Michael, this is Beth.
Yeah.
Can I suggest that for the record, it's helpful if you call people's names and then let them answer so that we all hear that they actually are present, and then we have an actual documentation of their presence.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Fred Blair? Don't hear him. Alan Beek? Don't hear him. Rocio Rivas?
Present.
Eric Jacobson?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, will say, request an excuse absence. Michael Novick is present. Paul Roberson. Don't hear him. Beth Van Gunten.
Here.
Ruth Strauss. Not here. Raymond Goldstone. Not here. Maria Skelton.
I'm here.
You was here. Okay.
Right, thank you. So we do have one. Two, three, four, five members of the committee. I think that's a quorum.
Janine's here as well.
I'm sorry. Yes. Not on this.
Hello, I just came into the room.
Oh, good. Is that Paul?
Yes, sir.
Great. Paul Robinson is present. Janine Ron is present. Thank you, Janine. Sorry. All right, so what I was saying, which actually is the business of the committee to try to find out for the agenda. Normally, the rough agenda of this meeting is always to see if there's any business for the committee itself to take up, and then we work on the LSB agenda. At the Finance Committee, I think Junie was raising the question of having some kind of special committee to look at things that might touch on confidential personnel matters and therefore couldn't be handled at a public meeting. I'm wondering if Janine wants to try to write something up or craft something, we consider it and then put it on the agenda for the LSB.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it up. I look to the others here in the committee to help me figure out what we can do in a closed session. I think it's just to review financial matters. You know, I'd like the operating costs and the financial status of the station.
Okay, so maybe why don't we say that we'll have some time on the LSB agenda for the financial report, and maybe out of that can come a motion. It will give us some time to think about it, craft something, and put it forward at that point at the LSB meeting on Sunday. I don't know. If we don't really have some language now, probably best not to try to.
Michael,
go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I agree. So let's leave a placeholder for that motion, because we definitely need that right now, as soon as possible. So leave a placeholder, allocate the time, and that would require some time. So that would be a closed session, yeah.
Well, okay, so is this... Okay, so it's not a motion that we're having now coming from the Governance Committee. Is that what you're saying? We're going to wait and someone's going to, I'll do a motion during the LSC?
No. It has to come from the Governance Committee.
I was suggesting that I don't want to spend a lot of time on this call having just come off another 3-hour call. So I was suggesting that between now and the LSC meeting, that maybe a couple of people could try to work on a motion, and we could introduce it at the LSB meeting in relation to the Finance Committee report, because that is how it came up. in terms of the critical financial situation and the, to me, very confusing financial documents we get that don't seem to correspond to reality. So,
well, Lawrence is here.
Oh, hey, Lawrence. Good. Welcome. We give you excused absence. I know you said you had your son's birthday, but we'll put you as present. Welcome. So after you left the finance call, there was some discussion at the finance committee about trying to have a motion for sort of a special committee meeting in a closed executive session that could look at some of the personnel matters related to the fundraise and the financial situation of the station, but we don't really have any language for it, so I was suggesting that we could leave it with an idea that we will get to it on the LSB agenda on Sunday, but we don't have to try to craft that tonight.
Bella, to the stack again, please.
Go ahead.
Yes, so I'm suggesting that we create a placeholder in our agenda now for Sunday, to wait until Sunday, and then it will be coming out of the governance committee. It will be coming from the governance committee. Otherwise, it's not going to have the same, the same humph, so to speak. So we are putting a placeholder on the agenda for Sunday from the governance committee to hold a closed session to deal with the station personnel and financial matters, which are tied at the hip, given the existing present crisis.
Okay, so Bella, if you want to try to write it up in some exact language and put it forward to the committee, do so.
I will do so. I will do so. Okay.
Well, I've just started writing one, so
okay.
I think it might be nice.
Right. Okay.
I think it might be
Eric
nice.
To the sec. Eric to the sec.
Okay. Hang on. Yeah. All right. Once you finish what you're saying, Janine, and then we'll hear from Eric.
No, I was just going to mention that I think it might be nice to, with inviting the new GM, when is he, if we knew when he was available, when I'm not remembering his start date, but that we could, instead of looking like we're going to cut a bunch of people, to consult with him based on our serious financial situation, you know, and discuss personnel and other.
His official start date is September 15th. He was in town here yesterday, and I think it's around a couple of days more, but basically looking for a place to live. He's then planning to return to Catalonia for a few days to, you know, kind of see his family before he moves to the West Coast on a permanent basis. So
this is not going to work.
I don't know if he'll be available on the call. I did let him know that we meet on the third Sunday and sent him the information about it. Mo Thomas is currently the IGM and will continue till the 15th, so, as far as I know. Despite his, he has some, you know, issues requiring to stay in DC.
Really difficult to hear you. Is there any way you can speak up?
I said Mo Thomas will continue as the IGM, as far as I know, until September 15th, but he's not going to be physically available. He has to stay in DC. So I'm not sure if he'll be on the call either. I invited both of them to join us on Sunday, but I don't know as to what their availability will be for anything else.
Okay, we got to move on.
All right, so I'm sorry, Eric.
I'm on the stack, Michael.
Yeah, I said Eric is up.
So would it not suffice to simply calendar a closed session with a description of the content of the closed session without more? Insofar as the content is sensitive, it wouldn't have to be described in detail. And it would put the members of the LSB on notice that at the end of the open session, there'll be a closed session. And that's when the matter can be further discussed.
So you're suggesting to have a closed session at the end of the LSB meeting?
Would that not suffice to, for all purposes that people are concerned about, or no?
We may not reach
the substance. I mean, people might not be inclined, especially when there's an incoming permanent GM, to spend all kinds of time on the matter. I'm agnostic because I didn't listen in, or I don't know anything about what was discussed earlier today at the Finance Committee. So I'm hearing about this whole concept for the first time now.
So the idea at the Finance Committee was supposed to have a committee meeting to prepare something, but people can talk about this idea of maybe having a closed session at the end of the LSB meeting, or do you want to propose a separate meeting? That would be an executive session.
I just sent, I said I was suggesting a motion calling for the LSB to meet in closed session before the Labor Day holiday to discuss the serious financial situation and operating costs with both the IGM and the incoming GM. If we could get the two of them together, it might be helpful, and we could, whenever they are available, that's when we set the time.
Okay, so, yeah, I did just receive that. It says motion calling for the LSB to meet in closed session before the Labor Day holiday to discuss the first financial operating costs with both the IGM and the incoming GM. So that would be a separate meeting, not a closed session meeting at the end of the day Sunday, but we would schedule something, hopefully, that they could both attend.
Based on their availability, yeah. So we would just need to dial it in on when works for the two of them, and then whatever, you know, hopefully we can get quorum.
Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yeah, I like that idea as it was proposed originally by Janine at the Finance Committee before Labor Day. But we have to take into consideration that while I would definitely want these two individuals there, it may not be to our advantage time-wise. These two individuals would then take up all the time that we need to really, truly discuss and open up the can of worms that we are being prevented from discussing. That's what's really at play here. Well, a lot of stuff is going on under our noses. We are not being permitted to discuss it. So I want you to take that into consideration as well. I mean,
so there are two Sundays, I think, before Labor Day. One is the Labor Day weekend itself, which I think is the 5th.
Does it need to be a Sunday?
Doesn't have to be, although people have objected to most of the times we try to have. We used to have meetings alternating between Sunday and Wednesday.
The thing is, we don't know when. I think if we decide that we're not going to have them there, that's one thing, but it's going to be really difficult to schedule it with the two of them. My suggestion was to sort of base it on when their availability is, because it's going to be difficult.
But if we have both of them, that will be very difficult for us. That's what I'm saying.
I just feel like it's not going to be as productive if we don't have either or both.
Yeah, I think it has to be a discussion with management, and at this point that there's this kind of transition in management taking place.
Then we have to allocate a lot of time.
Hang on a second, please. Are there other people who haven't spoken yet who want to weigh in on this question?
Um, This is Beth.
Go ahead.
I relate to the need everyone's feeling to address our dire financial situation. Given the situation of the two GMs, the one that's 3,000 miles away and part-time and not as thoroughly engaged as he might be, and his unfamiliarity with the station and the people and the players and all of our dynamic, and a new GM who doesn't officially start until mid-September. Just at a very practical level, I'm not sure how, I'm not sure the logistics of this are going to work out as people hope. And it feels, excuse me, I guess the purpose feels a little bit vague to me. I mean, it would help if there were specific or questions we're trying to answer, or just say if the purpose were more clearly defined. That's my thinking so far. Thanks. Oh, and I wouldn't oppose having a closed session tomorrow as Eric is proposing, because I've already set aside the time for that. I know I'll be available. And that way it doesn't eat up a whole nother day. So there's that for what it's worth.
Tomorrow?
Thanks.
You mean Sunday?
Yes, thank you. It's late. I'm tired. I didn't sleep that much last night. Yeah. Yes, Sunday, LSB.
Can I, Janine DeBassac?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, my idea for this is more that it needs to be a brainstorming session. I mean, you know, we're kind of at a standstill. There, I don't know that anybody's taking action in management to deal with what's coming next month. So, you know, I don't know that it is a defined thing. It's sort of like trying to find various solutions to the situation, or how do we manage until we, you know, can get our footing with another, you know, manager. I just don't want to refer to it as brainstorming if somebody can refer to it another way. But to seek solutions, or because we're not going to get any long-term solutions. Just, you know, to come up with short-term solutions.
Yeah, this is Michael. So let me speak just to clarify for people who weren't on the Finance Committee call. The business manager basically said that based on his discussion with the Terry Guy, actually the membership director, it seems like this current fund drive, which is basically dismal, it's like $6,000 a day with a 70-something percent fulfillment rate, will have to continue running all the way through August, and then they'll probably have to have one immediate again October 1st. And even with that, the business manager said he wasn't sure how to make payroll in September. They have paid the August 15th. They will probably be able to do the end of August and, the health care. So the situation is, I was at the station, what was that, Monday, I guess, to met with Mikhail Calzada and spoke briefly also with Stuart Landau. And, Stuart was saying basically, long-term solutions are fine, but we need a short-term. We have to think about getting through the next few weeks and months, not what we're going to do next year. This is in response to some stuff I had posted about, you know, programming improvement and other things. So I think that that is the critical situation that we're facing. And then in relation to that, there are, you know, there have been issues raised about, you know, the, how...
Michael,
if I can finish the thought, there are questions about how a certain personnel are handling the current fund drive, which is what requires a closed session to deal with some of that. You know, the other things are brainstorm is fine, but you don't necessarily need the executive session. Go ahead, Bella.
Michael, I'm having a very difficult time hearing you. I have to put the phone on my ear, and I cannot do this through the whole this whole meeting. Can't you speak up?
Okay, I'm sorry. I am speaking up. It turns out my battery was dying. I didn't realize it. I'm sorry. The phone has been on for hours, and I didn't have it connected. I just connected it. Hopefully that will increase the
I cannot hear you. Okay. Well, look, I agree with Janine now that she explained that. You are absolutely right, Janine. This definitely has to be a brainstorming situation. If we're coming into this after mid-September, or, well, wait a minute, when is Labor Day again? I can't keep up with these holidays.
Labor Day is, I think, the 6th or 7th of September. It's the Monday.
It's September.
Monday, September, whatever it is.
Yeah, Monday, right, the 6th, okay. And then on top of that, we have an array of Jewish holidays. Don't forget that, okay? So many people will not be available. Those are of Jewish faith. But
this is Beth with a point of personal privilege.
Yes, what is it, Beth?
Thank you. Along the lines of what Bella was saying, I have a hard time hearing you because you're so muffled, and at the other extreme, Bella is so loud that it hurts, and there's no way to adjust the sound to accommodate both of you, and it's a real problem in trying to follow the meeting. So
okay.
I don't know what either or both of you can do.
What about now? Can you hear me now? How am I coming across now?
You're very
loud to me.
Is what?
You're very loud to me.
Very
me
loud.
Too. You're always the loudest one, and it hurts.
Right. I don't mean to be. It's just that I have that kind of a voice. My projection is very strong. I'm pulling the phone away. How is this? Is this better?
Well, we'll see. If I don't know, it's a chronic problem, and I appreciate that you're doing what you can to adjust in the moment, but it's a problem every time we meet with both of you together because you're very consistent. Michael's always the hardest to hear on the quiet and muffled end, more muffled than quiet. It's just the sound isn't clear, and then Bella is so loud, I cringe.
Okay, I have the floor, so I need to finish my thoughts. Thank you, Beth. So I'm pulling the phone away as much as possible. I want to agree with Janine that we should not have it at the end of this coming meeting, but we should hold a separate, exclusive meeting, closed session. But the thing is, if the new GM is starting on the 15th. That does not mean that he cannot make himself available before that. So, Michael, you can work on that. Because
yes,
he should be in this meeting. He should be.
Yeah, if we recommend a special meeting, am I audible now or not? Because
you are.
Phone, okay.
That's
I had to
better.
Put the phone, if I put the charger in, I can't put in the headphones, so I can't use the microphone. If we schedule a special, if we take this recommendation of the LSB, the LSB agrees to try to schedule a special meeting at the convenience of the IGM and the incoming GM, I will immediately let them know that we're proposing that, and hopefully they can possibly even be on the call on Sunday to let us know when that can be.
Okay. That's fair.
Eric, to the stack, briefly, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that, are we back to the proposing of putting that as an addendum to the report of the Finance Committee then? That's when that'll come up? Or
no, I think we're saying it'll be a motion from, no, it'll be a motion from the Governance Committee along the line. Did you get the email from Janine, basically?
Yeah, I heard it beside it.
Okay,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that would be a Governance motion on the agenda.
The other, and you don't anticipate that some people will want to discuss that and the reasons for it, and that necessarily that will become closed session type material. As long as people are okay with it and believe that, you know, it can be, the necessity for it can be adequately debated on the stream, then, you know, we're good. If it becomes necessary to go into the weeds, then maybe we're not as good, because some of the rationale will be sensitive. That's all. And then I have one other point about making the payroll. While I have the floor, I'll be quiet, which is that it seems to me the way that's been done in the past consistently is through these interdepartmental transfers. So whether it be from the affiliates or from KPFA or wherever, it seems like when funds are needed in dire straits, intra Pacifica departmental transfers are the method by which the problem is temporarily solved. That's all.
If I could respond. Just to let you know that 2 months running, the business manager has said that we still owe the Pacifica Affiliate Network Unit $17,000 that they forwarded to cover a previous payroll. So that's an issue. I think in terms of the motion, we can just say that anything we talk about will probably impinge on confidential personnel matters, which is why we're proposing it in a closed session. I don't think people will need to pursue it further than that. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I was going to say exactly that. There is no open fund that we can tap into. We still owe that $17K, and that should not be. And we're not even paying central services. That was a major issue of contention today, how it's being reported, misreported. So anyway, to make a long story short, if we just make it brief the way it is, I think it's fine. We should not detract from it. That should not require any further conversation. It's for a future meeting. Thank you.
Okay, so Janine, if you can write that up a little more clearly along with the statement about, you know, at the convenience of when they could both make it and so on, then we'll, you know, incorporate it into the agenda. So looking at the LSB, I'm sorry.
That's for the question.
Did
Janine send something out with wording already? Yeah, because I haven't seen anything yet. Did I miss it?
Yes, it went to you. She sent something at 7:53 to Bella, Paul, Eric. Belina,
it just arrived. It just arrived.
There okay.
Top of the stack. Thanks.
I'm back. Lawrence is back. I'm sorry. I had a. Anyway, I'm back.
Okay. All right, so I think we have consent to add a motion to the LSB agenda for Sunday along the lines of we're calling for a special closed session meeting of the LSB before the Labor Day holiday, if possible, to discuss the serious financial situation and operating costs with both the interim general manager and the incoming general manager based on their availability as to when the meeting will be held. And we'll put that on the agenda for the local station board. Is there any objection to that?
No, just a question for clarification.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the template, the agenda template that was sent, and this would come up under the finance committee, the local finance committee?
Governance.
No, this would be posted from governance.
Okay, governance. Okay, right. Well, in looking at the agenda, I realized there isn't a finance committee report listed in that list of committees.
Okay, let me see. But usually it says something like treasurer's report and finance committee. I don't know.
Oh, that might.
It's combined on number 6.
Okay, I was looking under committee reports. So it is there, but elsewhere. Got it. Thank you.
Okay, so I take it in. There's no opposition to that. We'll put it under a governance committee report. So we have the general agenda, call to order, land acknowledgement roll call, approving the proposed agenda, the Pacifica mission statement, consider excuse absence requests, appeal for donations, appoint a timekeeper, set the time for future meetings, and set a time certain to adjourn. We're not recommending a closed session the same day. Implementation report on previous business, review of the IGN report and discussion, 20 minutes. Public comment number 1, GM search committee, that's an old one. That's not going to happen. So that's off. He's taking that off the back.
It's off.
Yeah, I see. The Finance Committee and Treasury Report and Discussion, 15 minutes. Second public comment. Discussion of PMB Directors submitted reports, the Directors, the Committee of Inclusion, and then some reports from the National Committees, the Audit Committee, the National Program Committee, the PMB Development Task Force, the Elections Committee, and time for discussion. Thank you for that thorough listening, Janine. Local committee report. Go ahead, Beth.
There's the National Tech Task Force has been meeting.
That's
and
right.
That there's not they have it's not like they've taken a lot of actions, but there's ongoing dialogue there, and I could report at least that much.
Okay, yeah, there's actually a meeting Saturday, which I asked Jim to give me the information for, and I was planning to join as well. So, yeah, let's add that, maybe another 2 minutes or something.
Michael, you're dying out again. I cannot figure it out.
I said we'll add the National Technology Task Force and give it another couple of minutes.
Under which one? National Program Committee?
Yeah, it's the PMB Directors Reports and Committees. So hopefully we'll get some written reports for the committees. I'll try to write something up from that Technology Task Force if I join it.
My question
Fall
is,
to the stack.
Under which committee will it be
it's
placed?
Not a committee. It's not a committee. It's general discussion of the PMB Directors Reports and the PMB Committees.
Okay, got
go
it.
Paul. Yeah,
I was going to say in section 1, I know we're kind of past that, but I would suggest maybe adding a J or something, because there always seems to be an issue with, I guess Paulina or some other person is always the host, and there seems to always be an issue with adding people into the meeting or muting or whatever. So if you just appoint the host beforehand, it might make things a little more efficient, so that we don't have to stop and address it multiple times during the meeting, like we've done in the past few meetings.
Good point.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I think that's just that preparation. I don't think it's on the agenda, but we did say that I think Janine is the actual host, but we can have Paulina and Lydia, I think, and Rocio all volunteer to be co-hosts and help with keeping stack and keeping people on task and so on. So we'll just make sure that that happens.
Eric to the stack, Michael.
Go ahead.
With regard to the director's reports, I want to make a suggestion that the directors be given the discretion to read highlights or portions of their report for the benefit of the stream. I know that Beth was very well intentioned in actually not doing so the last time, but I feel that the audience, such as it was on the stream, lost out as a result, and her report in particular, and the others were well done too, I'm sure. But the thing is, because of Alan Beek's lobbying, I think we've overshot the mark. The PNB director's reports are very, very important. They're one of the reasons we had such a terrible problem with this referendum, is that the public that does care enough to listen to the PNB meetings is perhaps unaware of the nuance or depth of the high quality work that's gone on at the PNB over the last few years. And so these defamations that occur stuck to a degree that I was very dismayed by. So I would like to propose that Beth and the other three directors at their election may be given time, whatever amount we consider proper, but it up to 5 minutes for sure, to either read portions or summarize or highlight the high points of their director's report. I think Alan Beek is over the top in his idea that everything has to only be in writing, and because we are not the only audience, and there is a public stream out there who is not able to get the written reports, I don't believe, under our current informational distribution setup. So I would move, I don't think I have to move, I just would ask the body if there's any objection to giving the our PNB directors, who after all, we empowered through our own democratic processes after being democratically elected ourselves, and in our discretion we put four people in, and they report to us, and I think we should hear them for a decent amount of time. That's all.
Bella, to the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Bella, and I'll call myself.
Okay, so we have under PNB directors 2 minutes for Committee of Inclusion, Audit Committee 5 minutes, National Program Committee 8 minutes. So is Eric's suggestion that they should be allowed to give kind of a first headline, a first header of, you know, it just makes it very weird. They already have allocated time to go over their content.
There's four of them, Eric, to the stack.
Yeah.
Lawrence, to the stack.
There are five committees.
Okay, thanks, Bella. Lawrence, I'll hear from Lawrence since he is the director, and you were asking about the directors. I'm on the stack, and then you again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair. So this is a double-edged sword, right? On one hand, you have some directors, and I'm just going to say me and Beth, who normally provide a written report. And the motion says if you don't have a written report submitted, then, you know, you won't be heard. I think that's the policy, the special rule that was set up. Now, I don't object to Eric's idea, but the last couple of times that Beth and I have given reports, both of the other directors who didn't provide written reports, and Ali provided something towards the end when the meeting was going on, but I think the report has to be in 24 hours before the meeting. So, I mean, I don't object. I understand why Eric is going with this. So I don't object to it, because I like to hear the perspective of a director I don't agree with, even if I don't agree with
a lot of the things that they stand for, or a lot of the way they interpret things. But I think they do need to be heard, because we need to hear that perspective, right? We need to hear what it is that we want them to be accountable for, and to see if they are really being accountable to that. Because if they're not, then we know not to vote for them again or whatever. So I understand it's a double-edged sword, because there's very few directors that even provide service to this LSB. So then there's members of the LSB who don't provide services at all, don't put any work in. So I get what my colleague Eric is saying in regards to, you know, so it's like it's a double-edged sword. But I would entertain to hear what the chair has to say about this. But I mean, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
So I'm going to suggest. I was next. I was back. I hear you, Beth. We currently have 45 minutes scheduled in this proposed agenda for the discussion of the PMB directors' submitted reports, including 10 minutes for the director. I'm going to suggest that we add 2 minutes more to the directors themselves. That will give each of the directors about 3 minutes to summarize or extemporize, depending on whether they've written or not. And then we have, a number of different national committees of the PNB and task forces, each of which have a few minutes more. Some of them will be reported on by directors, and some will be reported on by members of the LSB that are serving on those committees. And then we have 10 minutes of discussion of all that at the end. I think that would be sufficient. So that's my proposal, is to make it, 47 minutes instead of 45, and give each of the directors 3 minutes, assuming they have that to share, in addition to whatever they have in writing. The other thing I did want to say is that I have set up and sent out the first version, a KPFK LSB News weekly report with upcoming meetings and information. And so we can add the written reports to those as they get sent out to people who want to get them. I also did arrange with Ali Lexa to get access to the LSB PNB page on the kpfk.org, and I can add the written reports there, so they're available for people to see. If you want to take a look at them on the website. I think Beth was next.
So I'm putting in what amounts to more than a full-time job, mostly, on the national board. And given that that board includes open adversaries of Pacifica, not everything that happens in committees. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And my one chance to report back to effectively my constituents is at the LSB meeting once a month. I put significant time and effort into writing that report and editing it and boiling it down to as concise as I can get it. I don't go on for pages and pages. If that's too much, then I need to know ahead of time, because those words matter to me. I put effort into those words. I'm not going to, there's no point in writing it if all I'm going to be allowed is a brief summary. I mean, that is my brief summary. And I've been trying to write them in such a way as to counter the negative narrative that people are getting elsewhere. It says we're tanking, we're going bankrupt, we can't pay back the loan, blah, 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 blah. I try to counter that with fact-checking, and it's my one chance to do that. It's also not clear to me. I don't remember where the proposal to limit director's reports only to what was submitted in writing ahead of time. I don't remember where that came from. I think it was pretty new. So what you're proposing now, Michael, sounds like it kind of negates that and puts this other in place. And so far, if I've got my count right, I'm the only director that's submitted a report every month. And it's not just my chance to report to you. It's the LSB and the public's chance, their only chance to hold me and others in any way accountable, to have any idea what we're up to. And it doesn't feel right if other directors can't take the time to produce one brief report each month. If there's no limits, they can, you know, a paragraph or two would suffice, but just to say they can show up and talk off the top of their head, and that's, you know, to me that's very ephemeral, and it's hard to hold anybody to that. And so I think this is important. There's major stuff going on at the national level. It's my one chance to try to fill everybody else in and include them in that, and it was extremely frustrating to me last month to be asked at the moment I was to present, just to cut the presentation. So
who asked you
that's
that?
All for now.
Lawrence,
too many people are speaking.
I have a point of privilege. I have a point of privilege.
Go ahead, go.
Yeah, I commend Beth for her work in providing and informing our constituents of what's going on. I just want to state for the record, the only time I have not submitted one written report, in the amount of time that I've been a director for over 2 years, I've only missed one written report. So I just want to state that for the record. I know some of the other ones haven't submitted one written report. So, and you can name them if you want.
Okay, so I just want to clarify, Beth, are you asking for more time for the PMB director's reports, or are you asking that we restrict the reports to people who have written them?
Bella, to the stack, I want to address
that. Sorry, I understand there are people in the stack. I'm trying to clarify what Beth was trying to establish. Please wait and let Beth answer.
I've been doing my best to try to play by the rules. I understood when I took on this responsibility that a written report was expected, if not required. And I've done my best to meet that necessity. And I do try to make it concise enough that people can read briefly, that I can cover briefly. I haven't timed one, but I don't want it linked. When I report from committees, I tend to give action reports. What was decided, what decisions were made, what actions were taken. I don't usually need as much time as is allotted for most committee reports. But this, if you want something shorter, if you're only going to give me a minute or two, tell me to write to that, and that's what I'll do.
Okay, my motion. Freeze the amount of time in the director's reports from 10 minutes to 12. Are you asking for more than that? I'm not trying to prevent anybody from sharing it. I'm trying to fathom what your response to my proposal was.
Lawrence, I have an amendment for that. Can I state the amendment?
State your amendment there, Bella.
Yeah, I'd like to state the amendment that directors be allowed 20 minutes, all four be allowed 5 minutes to give their director's report, because oftentimes we get questions as well. We better leave time discretionally for people to ask questions. So that's my amendment.
Yeah,
Bella's on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Yes. Lawrence, do you have the agenda in front of you?
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? No, I'm okay. Driving.
Oh, okay.
I was just celebrating my son's birthday.
Okay. So we have discussion 10 minutes. What I feel should happen is that the discussion needs to be expanded because 10 minutes is not enough. But going back to what the issue is between Eric that proposed and Beth, I fully concur. Every PMB director's report needs to be given enough sufficient time to deliver. Now, it could be a long a document. It could be a short document. We have no clue. The LSV has no clue. This is why here is where we are trying to determine the time factor. So whatever the time is needed needs to be allocated, but we need to know ahead of time. This is why the reports need to be submitted ahead of time. So I feel that this is subject to flexibility. There's flexibility here. And I agree. Every single director's report needs to be given the necessary respect for its delivery. And then equally during the discussion time. Thank you.
Chair, is my amendment in order?
Yes, your amendment is in order. I want to speak. I want to speak
point,
to it.
Point of information from Eric as well.
What's your question?
Yeah. My question is, does Beth consider 5 minutes adequate, for example, to have gotten through her report of the last month's report? Would 5 minutes have worked by your estimation? I know you didn't time it.
Yes.
That's to Beth.
Yes.
Okay,
most often, I don't think I would. I don't think I've gone 5 minutes yet. There might be sometime when I might feel the need,
okay.
But I will.
No,
I can. 5 minutes should be at least adequate.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, so we're trying to accommodate ourselves into a 3-hour agenda, and I'm open to more time for anything. The question is, what do we take the time from? Because right now the proposed agenda was already 180 minutes. So let's look at the whole thing. If people don't see it, we have 15 minutes for the opening business. If we can trim that down, that would be good. Historically, it seems to always take more time than we allot to it. So I'm just trying to think as the chair of the meeting, trying to get through the meeting and accomplish what we have. We have 20 minutes for the IGM report and discussion. Do people think we should devote a little less time to that, or we don't know if we'll have anything in writing? I will communicate to the IGM and to the incoming GM what we talked about earlier and ask, if there's anything in writing or any proposals they want to share to get them to us. I will communicate with all four directors to remind them that the reports are supposed to be in writing and in advance of the meeting, and ditto the treasurer. But there's still the question of what goes out over the stream to people who are listening and how much time we spend on it. Let me just finish my sentence, please. If we want to add more time to the director's reports and discussion of it, we have to think about where to take the time from. Go ahead. Who's asking to the SAC?
Yes, Bella. The outreach committee does not need 10 minutes. So 5 minutes would suffice, and in fact, three minutes would suffice, because
okay,
we are not going. And the reason being is, Michael, and for the rest of the members here, is that we cannot solidify anything for the next town hall without the GM. And the GM, I did not know, was starting so late in the game. He's starting mid September. Going to be very difficult.
Lawrence in the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I just, it seems to me that Eric Jacobson is advocating that Beth be given enough time. But Eric, it's four directors, and I think you just singling out one director is kind of like a smack in the face to me. So I don't
know
what you're.
Personal privilege, Lawrence. I'm going to intervene. That's a point of personal privilege. There's no such thing. I didn't even say that. I used Beth as an example because I was very acutely disappointed that she did not. She abjured reading it. Somebody had, she now tells us, told her not to. I'd like to know who told her not to. I think that was a disservice. And it was a very fine report, as was yours. I said that the other reports were also good, so you're misquoting me. But I was particularly impressed with Beth's report for this reason. She did what you just said she did, which was she very effectively countered the campaign of defamation.
Hey, I'm sorry.
And we
Eric,
lost the listener vote. We lost the listener vote.
Please let Eric. No, Eric is not out of order. Let him finish, please.
Anyway, Lawrence, you're mistaken. I have full respect for all the directors, including yours. But I made special mention of Beth. With Beth's clarification just now, I also want to point out that I do think that it's 5 minutes at the election of each PNB director. Nobody is forcing anybody to give a five-minute report. Those who have 5 minutes of content should use 5 minutes. The audit committee, Michael, does not need 5 minutes. I also want to add that.
Sorry,
the audit committee.
Eric, you asked for the floor and appoint the personal privilege. Now you're debating and arguing. Please stop for a minute.
Okay. Well, it won't be my last mistake, Eric. Thank you misunderstood you. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going back to the question of how to get more time. I want to go back to the question of how to get more time available for the PNB director's reports and discussion of them. Bella has proposed that we take 7 minutes off the outreach committee report and reduce it to 3. I don't think there is a fundraising committee report. I think it would be 1 minute to try to constitute a new committee. I asked Robert Payne if he would be willing to be a new fundraising committee convener, and I didn't get a clear response from him, but I would like to try to get that to happen. But I think it's 1 minute of business. So that's 8 more minutes that we can devote. If we have already 12, that would be 20. And that would give the 5 minutes for either the presentations or presentation and Q&A for the director's report. So people okay with
Eric
that?
Eric to the stack, Michael, for a point about the audit committee. The audit committee doesn't, in my opinion, the audit committee doesn't need 5 minutes unless Janine's also on the National Audit Committee. But I believe we could easily communicate what needs to be said in a minute or two. 2 minutes, Janine. What do you think, at the most?
Sounds good.
I was gonna put that in my director's report as well. So it's up to you, Janine.
No, that sounds good. You're more. I was not able to attend the last audit committee, so I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be weighing in.
Okay.
I make a remark, it will be very brief. Myself, I'm on the audit committee too. Okay.
All right, let's leave it at 2 minutes because we always need a little more time than we think we do for all the things that happen in the meetings. So if we leave that at 2, what about the National Programming Committee, Program Committee? That's down for 8 minutes. I don't know what's coming up from that committee.
I'm on the Programming Committee. That's going to be part of my director's report as well.
How much time?
It's going to be in the director's report, so you could take the time off.
How much time?
I just said you don't need time because I'm included in my director's report.
Okay, but I'm sorry. As far as part of the point of this is that there are people on all of these committees in addition to the directors who might have something to add. So that's the reason we have the statistic. Is we have LSB members in every one of these committees. So why don't we leave it at like 3 minutes or so? I mean,
I'm having food coma, so sorry about that.
How much time will be needed?
Janine has the stack.
Oh, I could easily make all of these committees just 2 minutes for everyone, each one.
Make it about three. I'm saying make them three because I'm speaking as the chair now. We need a little cushion time in this agenda because I can tell you over and over again how hard it is to actually keep people to the time that they're supposed to be taking. And so if we have a little cushion, we'll not end up going over the entire 3 hours. So let's see what that comes to. So if you make the PME directors 20
it's
40
minutes.
Of so, no, I'm saying make the PME directors part of that. The A, it should be 20 minutes, not just 12. And see what that comes to. So that's 29 and 12. Is, yeah, okay.
That's a lot of time.
No, it's more 50. It's 51, I think.
Half the stack.
Yeah, that's. Oh, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Half to the staff.
Yeah, you're. Yes, go ahead.
The National Development Task Force has not met. We've communicated a little in back channel, but it has not met yet. So that's going to be a minimal report. That's what I'll say, that we haven't met yet. I don't know whether the Elections Committee has had an opportunity to meet. I know they were going to, Lawrence can tell us whether he was going to stand up that committee, and I don't know whether that's happened yet, so does it need a report?
Yeah, Mr. Van Gunten, I'm going to post a meeting. I'm just waiting for Lena to send me the names and the email addresses of all the members. And I also need to have a conversation with Janine about it.
Okay, this is 175 minutes right now.
Okay, great.
Michael, this is absurd. This is so absurd.
Excuse me, Bella, don't speak out of turn. I have a comment to make in relation to what Beth and Lawrence just said. I think that we should try to make sure that there are meetings scheduled that can be announced. So if there's no meeting of the task, development task force yet scheduled, please try to get one scheduled before Sunday. Same thing for the elections committee. So we can announce at least when these groups are going to meet and a little bit about what their tasks are to educate the listeners, because I understand that we know what they are, but most people don't. Most people are not aware the PNB has any role in relation to the elections. So we should take a minute or two to say what the elections committee does and when it's going to meet. Same thing with the development task force, same thing with the tech task force, and so on and so forth.
This is Bella. We do have a date. We do have a date, and I can say that.
Thank you.
Bella, the stack.
And I'll come up with a date, Michael, before Sunday for the elections committee.
Thank you. Bella, go ahead.
Okay, when I said this is ridiculous, I meant that we are spending so much time on this. What I want us to do is to leave flexibility here. I mean, how long does it take to announce the meeting the next day of the meeting? That takes a minute, right? So now, right now, I'm looking at 40 minutes. I know that Janine has allocated more to that for the PMB directors. I mean, this cannot be. How can we allocate 40 minutes or more to the PMB directors when only three directors, at least three directors or two, are going to be providing director's report? That's what I do not understand.
Because it provides time for questions and answers from the other members of the body and for discussion about what comes up from the reports.
No, I understand that. Okay, the other thing I want to caution us is that we need to keep track of how many of these directors never bring in or submit a director's report. And what they do, like Ali, piggybacks on other people's reports. This should not be tolerated. They need to give their report, and they should be noted for not submitting a report, both James Osborne and Ali Lexa. Thank you.
Okay,
Eric,
thank you,
Bestack, for a self-correction,
yes,
Michael, when you get a chance.
Yes.
I misunderstood. I misread that heading. I thank Bella for reminding me. When I saw audit committee, I didn't realize it's just simply our PNB directors, who is on, in this case, Lawrence, who is on the audit committee. So that's his thing to report. I was looking at it as possibly something that the other two of us from the LSB might report on, but I was mistaken. So I didn't mean to speak out of turn there. Whatever Lawrence thinks is necessary, he's the only PNB member on the audit committee, so it's his call as to the duration, 100%. I just misunderstood. I thought it was...
all right, thank you. So I'll reiterate.
Lawrence, to the stack real quick. Michael, please.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I also think that LSB is on the national committee. Should have a voice as well, should be able to give their perspective as well. So, thank you, Eric.
Yeah, that's not good. All I was saying, Michael.
Eric, thank you. I have the floor myself. Let me finish saying what I'm saying. We need to understand that everything that the LSD does is political, and there's a political struggle that is still going on about the necessity and viability of elected governance at the local level with oversight and responsibilities. And so it's important that everybody listen to an LSB meeting at which it's clear that the LSB participates in the national committees of the PNB in addition to the directors, A. And B, it's important that people know who the individuals are who are serving in those committees, so if they want to communicate with you, they can. We need to keep in mind that the purpose of these meetings, in addition to getting the work done, is to create a case and a basis for why we are functioning and to hold people to their responsibilities that they've committed to do. So again, just to respond to Bella's point, I said earlier, and I will reiterate, I'm going to communicate with all four directors about the requirement that they come up with a written report. But I do think we need time for each of the committees to have something briefly to let people know when the committee is meeting and to let people know who's on the committees from our local station board. And I think that's a reasonable use of the time of the local station board meeting.
Eric, to the stack for one brief edit. You might want to insert the word in the title of that heading, that portion of the agenda, so that it's not confined, in other words, that the PNB directors and LS, I don't know how to phrase it, but and the LSB delegates who serve on national committees. It's a mouthful, so I don't know how to say it. But at any rate, it's. I know, I hear what you're saying, Michael. The title...
Okay.
Is more limited than what you just said. That's all I'm pointing out. If you can think of some nice economical language to change
this
the title.
This should be explained by the chair. This should be explained by the chair at the meeting.
We'll do so. Thank you. All right. So then we have the local committee. Who is that? No. We have the local committee reports. We're giving 20 minutes for the governor's report for this motion that we adopted today. Do people think we need that much?
No, that's way too much. All we're going to do is announce it.
Well, no, it has to be discussed and voted on. It's a motion. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But still, 40 minutes?
No, 20 it says. But so 15?
Oh.
No. I'm saying, yeah. Outreach committee, fundraising committee, program oversight committee, fundraising committee, I said, could be a minute because it's just trying to get somebody on the LSB to agree to convene the committee.
Michael, Bella to the stack.
Go ahead.
We need to include somewhere along this, I feel that is very critical, and it we need to discuss the current election. Again, we need to announce to the public the timeline of this LSB local election across the network, the dates, the important dates, and also direct them to the YouTube channel where they can listen and view the different candidates. Today I was in touch with Jose Benavides, who has been doing the tech work, and he assured me that all the different forms are formed locally for the 2 days of candidate debate forms will be should be up and running by the end of tonight, so hopefully by tomorrow. So the signal area has no clue, absolutely no clue, because we have no on-air forms. They have no clue who these candidates are, what they stand for, and their platform. This is very, very critical. Also, as of Monday, I was informed by the NES. That it will be. Can someone mute Michael? There's a lot of back noise. I was informed by the NES that there will be no on-air forums, no live candidate forums. So go figure. This is the third election season. We have had no communication with the signal area. This is what still is flagging us and creating this division between the station and the membership. This is very detrimental, extremely. So we need to put that information in there somewhere.
Okay, so going back to the agenda, Roman numeral 2 is implementation report on previous business. I think we should add it there. We could just figure out how to title it, maybe add another 5 minutes. I agree that it's important to communicate all that stuff. I haven't seen anything in writing from the NES saying that there will be no on-air the last communication where there would be.
No, that is the final word from the NES on Monday. And I wanted to, we can put it on, and I need you to speak to her. Implementation report on previous business. We can put it in under there at the top. This is very critical. Okay.
Eric, to the stack briefly on this point, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead.
There is the candidate statements on the Pacifica website. I would recommend that perhaps the website could be recited so that anybody listening to the stream who wishes to see the candidate statements of the current candidates for KPFK and all, you know, it's among the other stations. All five stations' candidates are listed with their statements on this Pacifica website. You might want to just, don't have it memorized, but, you know, elections at Pacifica, whatever it is.
Yeah. All of that is
Well, not only are the statements there, but they also have been posting video as candidates record 1 minute video statements, which will be used as carts on the radio, and the YouTubes are up for at least several of us who did do that so far. They've also been doing a Zoom call candidate forums or debates, as they call them, although they're not really debates. And a bunch of them were conducted on Sunday and on Monday, and some of the Sunday ones have already been posted, and the Monday ones are being posted, or if they haven't been yet. So all of that information will be included. So, Janine, if you can change that Roman numeral 2 to a report on previous business and LSB elections or something like that. I think you could drop implementation, just start with report.
Michael, are you speaking to Bella?
No, I was speaking to Janine, who's typing into Google Docs and changing it. So I, 10 minutes is probably still enough for that. Okay, so we have the opening 15 minutes, 10 minutes of 25, 45, 55, 60, 70, 80, 48.
I want to submit a motion. I need to submit a motion.
You're talking about from where?
A motion. I want to submit a motion for the agenda.
New business, you're saying? Or are you submitting a motion to the governance committee, or you want to add something to the agenda of the
LSP? No, a motion as a member of this committee.
State the motion, we'll have to deal with it.
And actually, it should be a motion from the outreach committee. And the motion is very simple, that many listeners are complaining that there will be no on-air live forum, that once again, the listenership is being disenfranchised from the candidates running, supposedly, to represent them. And that the outreach committee urges management.
Okay, Bella,
and LSP.
Did the outreach committee discuss this and vote on it?
Yes, we discussed it.
All right, I'll point out that the LSP already passed a motion calling for on-air candidate forums with live listener call-in during prime time and other day parts, and urge the PNB to adopt the mandate for that.
Yes, but I also sent an email, Michael, and you were on it, and also to Lawrence Reyes as a director, and you as the LSB chair. This was over a week ago.
Yes, I'm saying last month the LSB already passed a motion to this effect, and it went to the PNB. I don't know what happened to it after that in terms of mandating it. Maybe one of the directors.
Well, to follow up on that, this is very crucial. The ballots go out on Monday, and the listening area has no idea what's going on with the candidates. They're not communicated to. There's no communication to the membership or the listening signal area.
Lawrence, do you want to speak to us at all? Are you still on the call? Hello, one of the directors. I understand there's a special PNB meeting tomorrow.
This is Beth.
Yes, go ahead.
There is a special
I'm sorry.
PNB.
The speaker instead of the mute button. What's the question?
The question is, what happened to the motion that came from the LSB to the PNB to mandate on-air live candidate forums on all five stations?
Well, I never saw that motion. What I got from you was a motion, and I gave you an answer, and the answer was that she was going to notify the GMs and the PDs that they were going to be card sharing at the beginning of August, and that the forums, hold on, let me try to answer, and that the forums were going to start on the 15th and the 16th. Now, there's another motion that's being entertained that will speak more clearly to that. So that's the motion I got for more, Michael.
Bella to the stack.
Okay, hang on. Beth was trying to speak about the special meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
That's okay. Lauren suggested. There, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we have yet another special meeting next week. I'd have to check that to be sure. But it seems like we're having, you know, weekly meetings this month. There's so much going on.
So the motion that's in front of the B&B tomorrow.
I'm sorry. The question remains that, according to Bella, I have heard this from the NES. Bella says the NES said on Monday that there will not be live on-air candidate forums. So
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how accurate that is, because she will put out an email if that was the case, and I did not see any emails to that effect. So,
Bella, hold on, please.
And there's a motion tomorrow that's going to be more concrete in regards to what we want to express or how to do is to postpone sending out the ballots to the following month, and then have voting be completed in November. So that's the motion that's on the agenda tomorrow in open session. That's why I shared it.
But my understanding of that motion was that it incorporated the idea that the postponement is because there has not been on-air candidates.
Right, exactly. That's part of the motion, yeah.
That there must be, just to clarify that. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's the rationale. That's the rationale, yeah.
But one way or the other... On-air candidate forms. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, so... I am aware of that motion, and unless we can sustain this postponement for 1 month, it is the only way that we are going to do justice to this issue, which goes to the heart of governance of the Pacifica bylaws. And if this continues to be violated, we deserve to lose everything, because for the last three seasons of candidate elections, we have had no communication with our signal area. And this, of course, we know is political. So if we do not succeed at this very moment, in this crucial time, we can kiss it all goodbye, because New Day has many people running at each station. If they can populate each LSB in a majority, we are doomed. So there's a lot riding on this, yes? Thank you.
Okay, I see an email forwarded by Janine from from Renee in response to Bella. It says, logistically, this is not possible to have in station debates, but I don't know what Bella was asking for in station debates. Nobody ever asked. The motion from the LSB that went to the PNB, no matter what happened from at the PNB level, was to have candidate forums with 4 to 6 candidates in each forum during driving and other day parts. So I don't know what you asked for, Bella, but you can't have all the candidates in one forum. There have to be multiple forums with 4 to 6 candidates in each one. So the fact that you got this response from
Renee,
what were you asking for that was not possible? Because I don't see your email to her.
Janine,
I can send you. Okay. Listen,
I think there's more to this thread. I just want to say, I think there's more to this thread, because I can remember this is almost 2 weeks ago. And I remember Renee coming around like she had kind of given in and said that there would be. And I don't, the reason I'm throwing it out there is because I don't know whether something changed.
It has changed.
The thing is that, you know, as somebody who's, and I know you did too, Michael, who's taken part in these Zoom things, they're going to edit them. And I don't know where they're going to play. I don't know whether they're going to go on the radio or whatever, you know. And I actually didn't get the questions beforehand, and It was extremely awkward. And so, you know, to me, there's, what is there, 20 candidates?
No, 37.
There are
37 listeners. 37 listeners. Or 38.
28.
Last time I checked, there were 37 or 38. Let me open my...
Okay, I was on one of the forums on Monday, and on that forum on Monday, the NES said that they may try to put some of these on the air, but they are still working on getting live on-air candidate forums on the stations. That
okay.
was the last thing I heard. That was the last thing I heard from the NES from the horse's mouth on Monday. So
okay.
if you heard something else from the NES,
Bella,
they went for it. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay. So my forum was between 3 and 4. There was another one right after me, but I was one of the before the last one for Monday. You were before me. And I went to the YouTube, and you cannot follow these forums at all. So today I called the tech.
Yet.
So after my forum, after the conclusion of my forum, it was 4:10 p.m. Two other candidates were on the Zoom with me. And even though the recording stopped, I asked Renee, what is the ongoing process of us getting the on-air live form? She took her long hair braid out, and she rebraided again, and she became very confused, and she answered, I don't think that is going to be possible, Bella, with the COVID situation. And I was debating and in conferencing with a New Day and another person with another slate. And these two individuals heard what she said. And because I asked that question, right after she answered, my video was cut off. Okay? So I am very alarmed about this. I was going to email you or call you, Michael. But you know that Janine is referring to over 2 weeks ago when I sent out the urgent notice to the IED, the chair of the PMB, and you and Lawrence and others, that we only had 2 weeks then, 2 weeks. And then later I found out that someone was pushing a motion to push the sending out of the ballot. If we send out the ballots on Monday, we are doomed. That's all there is to it, because the signal area has no clue of what's going on with the governance of the station. And this is applicable across the network, not just unique to KPFK, except KPFK is very unique.
That's the point, Bella. So what we're trying to clarify, I will communicate with the NES again. I do think that we should urge people to vote for the motion that's coming up to the PNB tomorrow to postpone it until there are candidate forums and carts and rotation throughout the day, and all the candidates have had a chance to be on the air. I don't know what she said to you, but I'm telling you, she said the exact opposite to me 1 hour earlier. All of us were cut off at the end of the time because they had to start the next group. So don't take that as somehow you were being singled out to be cut off. They were on a timetable where they had to start the next groups, and they cut it off very abruptly.
I understand, but it was my personal conversation with her that I'm referring to, not my form.
Eric to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
So I just want to point out that the COVID situation should not be an impediment. It goes without saying that radio is an audio-only medium. It is not necessary for candidates to convene in a studio in, you know, next crowding around a mic. They can have a audio version of whatever's done through Zoom and or possibly Maestro as well, because it's audio only when we speak of broadcasting. So the video is a bonus for those who want to find the Zoom version of it. But if it's going to go all over the airwaves, it's audio only anyway. So for her to mention COVID does raise a little bit of a question in my mind. I can't imagine why that would be referenced in connection with the idea of having broadcast audio forms. That's all.
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct. And may I add, I also explained to her that it should be treated as a live community event. We don't have to be all in the same room. So Eric is going over that. And I said, we are a broadcasting company with an educational license. So let's concentrate on that. And she has been out of mind.
I'll reiterate. 1 hour before the conversation you had, she said very clearly to all of us who were on the earlier call the same day that she was working to get on-air candidate forums broadcast. In addition to just airing these Zooms, she would do a new set of Zoom candidate forums that would be live on the air. So,
I'm speaking of call-ins. I'm speaking of communication with
yes.
a signal area.
Alive
on
the air.
She does not want to do it.
You're interrupting me when I'm speaking, Bella. Interrupting people. Your behavior is increasingly intolerable, and you have to stop because you're shooting yourself in the foot, you're damaging the process of these meetings, and you're causing problems for everybody. Please stop interrupting people. I hear you, Lawrence. I'm speaking now, and I want to hear you saying what I said. Just prior to the conversation you had, Bella, I reiterate, you said live candidate forums on the air with the chance for listeners to call in. So that's the thing that she said to me on Monday. If you said treat it as a community event, it seems to me easily likely that she misinterpreted you to think you were talking about having something in person. So before you fly off the handle about what's happening, let's concentrate on the motion to the PNB tomorrow, mandating a postponement in the ballots going out so that live on-air candidate forums can be held and cards can be played to inform the listeners. That's the solution. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what she told me about when you came up with the motion that I took to the PNB. I had a conversation with her, and that's when she told me that she has complete intention of having on-air forums, and that she was notifying the GMs and the IPDs or the PDs to set aside time. So before anybody, I just want to say this as a constructive criticism. Before people say things, they should confirm and verify the information, you know, because there's a, believe me, I think this, one of the reasons we're not timely with these cards and all of that is because she was completely distracted by the contras in regards to the way they were pushing their referendum. So she was completely distracted, as we were, all were, in regards to, you know, the way they were pushing this this referendum. So I think, you know, this motion tomorrow, and if that one doesn't pass, I have an amendment that will
will maybe be a little bit more reasonable. I don't know. But I think the most important thing that we could try to get done tomorrow is to postpone the ballots going out on Monday, and that they go out in September, so we could have time to air cards, saturate the airways with information that a lot of people have not been getting because they've been bombarded by New Day Pacifica, who outspend us 500-1, essentially, to put out their lies and their misinformation propaganda. So, hold on, please. So that's what's happening. So we definitely it's going to be interesting tomorrow. So I hope that I hope my colleague really.
Michael, hold on, please.
I'm not finished.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished, Lawrence. I called.
I just hope that my colleague, my fellow director here, will seriously look at what I'm a sender, and hopefully she will see the urgent moment that we are in right now. Thank you.
Janine, to the stack.
Janine, Bella, and then myself.
I just wanted to bring attention to the motion that I forwarded just in an effort to try to, I mean, we can go on record of urging her again, or maybe now we can urge her to postpone. Maybe we can, do a motion just with that, urging her to postpone so that we can arrange live on-air candidate forums. So I don't know. I just wanted to see if anybody wanted to adjust that so that we could vote on it on Sunday.
Okay. Did everybody see that email from Janine? KPSK continues to strong years. The NAS to arrange live on-air candidate forums in the interest of informing the listeners for candidates running for the local OSB in the upcoming election. I think it does have to be something about listener call-ins. Bella and myself.
Okay.
Yeah, put me on the sack, Michael, because I want to read the motion that I'm going to submit tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's important. Okay. I want to read to you a response from Renee to me, and this is dated August 10th. The forum that I was on was on the 9th, which would have been Monday. This was Tuesday. I hear you, Bella. But I think this will be sufficient to generate awareness, and we have 2 months to encourage participation. No, we talked. No, that was something else. So what she's saying there is that she acknowledged, because I wrote her after the forum. I wrote her. I said, thank you, Renee, for today's candidate forum and other efforts. The point I was making at the end is that this Sunday is the last day for such events, and that without there being on-air live promotion of each network station will not advise the cause, will not advance the cause. These forums needed to be promoted on-air for 2 weeks leading to the Sunday, so that when the membership receive the ballot, they will be excited to review or check out the candidates at the YouTube channel. By the way, did the conversation continue on after I left? That's something else. So she was actually responding to me to my question, are we going to have live on-air candidate forums? And that was her response to solidify what I said earlier. So, no, I did not take this up. And I had 2 witnesses, 2 candidates
Bella,
that were on with me. Thank you.
All right, Bella, thank you. I'm going to call myself and then Lawrence. So I haven't seen exact language, Lawrence, but I think it's vital, and it's also in response to what Janine's motion. The motion I did send the PNB, I beg to differ, did say mandating live on-air candidate forums with listener call-ins, and I think that language has to be in this one. I don't think it's sufficient to rely on the NDS and her discretion or her ability to get the GMs or PDs to do what she asks. I think there has to be a mandate from the PNB having the IED direct the GMs to carry it out. So whatever language is in the motion, I think that has to be part of the language. Go ahead.
Thank you. Can Janine read her motion one more time before I read mine?
Janine's motion is just from the LSB, strongly urging the NDS to arrange live on-air candidate forums. That's
okay.
Going to be sent, but your motion is going to come up to the PNB, which has the power to mandate it tomorrow.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
so
I wrote that motion before hearing that. I would change it to include. I can't think.
Let me read my motion.
All right. Nice calling.
All right, so this is my motion. Whereas members are entitled to be informed about the views and experiences of people requesting their votes for delegate seats, and whereas neither a one-minute candidate statement this bastard always comes by and blows his car up like that. Anyway. Whereas neither one-minute candidate statements, a.k.a. cards, nor candidate debates have been aired on the station and airways, whereas due to the digital divide, many members do not have significant access to the Internet for listening to hours-long debates on YouTube, and whereas some members tend to vote soon after receiving their ballots, this would be a disservice to both voters and candidates who will go unheard. Move that the Pacifica National Board urges the National Election Supervisor to mail no ballots or to all listener candidate cards are put into rotation with a published schedule, and each listener candidate debate in the series currently being produced has had at least one daytime and one evening airing, or by August the 30th, 2021, whichever is sooner.
I did not hear the last part.
The section where you're urging the NES, it was not clear. Repeat it more slowly.
Okay. Let me repeat it slowly.
Move
that the Pacifica National Board urges the National Election Supervisor to mail no ballots until all listener cards are put into rotation with a published schedule, and each listener candidate debate in the series currently being produced has had at least one daytime on one evening airing, or by August the 30th, whichever is sooner. So the motion is to delay the mailing of the ballots till August the 30th, 2021.
Okay. I don't think urges is strong enough language. I think it has to be a mandate.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, urging is not good.
All right, so my computer died. So remove urging, right? And put mandate?
Correct.
I heard from the committee?
Yes.
I'll iterate. The original language has to do with a mandate.
Okay, Michael, that thing is not happening, okay, because it's not going to happen.
But I'm saying, yes, but the PNB cannot mandate the NES. It has to be through the IED. And it has to be to prevent them from being distributed, you know, until those things are aired, you know, or at least 2 weeks. So
give me some language. That's a language. I don't know. What I know is that there's already pushback on the motion that was originally submitted. There's pushback on that one. So I'm trying to find something that could be reasonable that will pass the PMB. That's the reality that me and Beth deal with and other directors deal with. Will we have the votes?
Bella, to the stack.
Go ahead.
So if it's not a mandate, the IED will not move on it. If it's not a mandate, regardless whether you're getting pushback or not, it has to go on record. The IED is now getting paid. He must move on that. It must be a mandate. And I know of the votes at the PMB because you have the breakdown of the votes. But it has to be a mandate.
No, you don't know the breakdown of the votes. You don't know how these people vote. I do.
I have a suggestion.
And so does Beth.
I have a suggestion for language. You know, if the language doesn't get it, then maybe you water the language down in the discussion. But my language would be the Pacifica National Board mandates that ballots not be sent out until all lists of the candidate cards are put into rotation with a published schedule. And I don't think it should be the listener candidate debates in the current series. You already talked about doing other ones until listener candidate forums can be aired live during
peak time.
Drive time. I don't think it's your reference. I'm saying it. Don't reference the NDS. The Pacific National Board directs that no ballots be mailed out until all listener candidate cards are put into rotation with a published schedule and listener candidate forums with all candidates are aired on their stations during at least once during morning or evening drive time, or by August 30th, whichever is sooner.
Yeah, but you are forgetting life. Life was calling. So you are bypassing life on third candidate form.
I didn't say live. That's what I meant. Yes, live candidate forms.
You have to specify with candidate listener calling. This is what a live candidate forum is.
Yes, yes. I understand.
Okay.
Michael, can I have the stack? I have
specific.
I have a request. So if you could provide me that language, because I have to get it to the secretary by tonight. So if you could provide me that language, that would be great. I also want to insert that that after the last sentence where it says evening airing or by August 30th, 2021, whichever is sooner, that the interim executive director shall instruct all general managers to fully cooperate with the election supervisors, provide airtime between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. For the present debates.
Repeat that language to me. I'll write it down.
Okay.
Do you have it?
It's at the end, yeah. It's at the end.
All right.
It's at the end. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay.
But you need to provide your verbiage too, Michael.
Yeah. I'll write back. Send me that. Send me your. I'll edit what you send me, and I'll send it right back to you.
Okay.
All right. So, Janine, I think that if that does not pass the PNB, then we can sound off again at the LSB meeting with your motion, but it might be moot at that point because it takes like 24 hours to get those things out to everybody, and they probably will have started the process by Sunday to get it to people on Monday. So
if they're doing it, they're going to have done it already.
Okay.
All right, I think we've completed our business.
Well, this is why I interrupt. I am guilty. I acknowledge I am guilty. But I am guilty for social justice, and I remain guilty. Thank you.
I'll repeat, Bella. When you do that, you shoot yourself in the foot and you destroy your own effectiveness. So you may think that you're improving social justice, but you're damaging it. You need to listen to that and take it to heart.
Okay.
It's not about your personal comportment or a criticism of you about how you behave. It's the impact that you have on the struggles we're trying to wage that is self-destructive. Thank you.
All right, Michael, I'm going to send you this, and then you can send me back your verbiage with it.
Okay.
And I know I got loud, and, you know, I don't know. I ate a lot of food today, and I should have, but
right.
I did. But so I appreciate Janine's efforts and Beth, everybody's efforts. But we are at a critical mass right now, and if these ballots go out, we are in deep trouble because we're likely to lose our majorities, our working majorities. So just wanted to address that, everybody.
Lawrence, do you appreciate my effort at all?
Yeah. I appreciate everybody's effort. But I think you need to take a look at what Michael – you need to take a look at what Michael said. I mean, he's been there to criticize me and provide me constructive input, and so has everybody else. I continue to make mistakes, Bella. But the thing that I try to do, I try to process it, think about it, and show contrition, which is a very noble thing to do in the movement, is to accept the criticism and you know what they say,
had I not sent out that email over 2 weeks ago, we would not be having this conversation.
Okay.
You're not the only person who's struggled at this for months.
Okay. Why are we having this conversation at this late game? Explain that to me. Why is it that at this late game, before the ballots go out, we have to put a motion, right language, to send to the PMB? Explain that to me. Why is that? How is it that we are in such a bind and this is happening at this stage?
Because, as Beth said earlier, there are people on the PMB who are adverse to the existence of the current PNB and the current LSBs.
I understand that. I'm perfectly aware. I am perfectly aware.
So all I'm saying is that the LSB did pass a motion a month ago that we all know, calling for a mandate to the ED, and that didn't happen. For whatever reason, it didn't happen.
Why did that not happen, Michael? Can you explain to us why?
Can I have a point of personal privilege, Michael? Because I'm tired of this. I really am very tired of this. I put my ass out there, and a lot of people are much more careful than me, including some of the directors at KPFK. I'm the one that brings up the stuff that nobody else wants to bring up, and then they get on the bandwagon. Okay, so and the reason why we're talking about this, Bella, because you keep bringing it up, okay? So you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Which one are you going to be? That's
You see, I'm part of the problem.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say that the meeting is adjourned. We're just going over ground already covered.
Thank you.
Business of the committee is done. Thank everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Good night. This is Maria. Good night, everyone. Thank you for the good meeting.
Good night. Thank you. Bye.